All right, cool. What is this, episode 10?
This is episode 10.
Episode 10.
Here we episode are, 10. Yo. Here we are.
Episode 10. Episode 10. Welcome to the Almanac Podcast. This is Alex, and I'm with my boy, Eddie.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Say what's up. Talk to the fans. Talk to the listeners that come every week. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all tuning in like always.
Hell yeah. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to the people, you know, non-fivers. Shout out to people with other jobs, I guess. I don't know. What other jobs are there outside the non-fivers, huh?
The ones that just squeeze it in. Like, feel me? Like, yo, y'all really showing her love squeeze.
Yeah, for real. Or just, you know, put the podcast on when you clean. You know, go clean your house, dirty.
I'd be too into the conversations. That's why. I think that's why one reason I can't do I can't listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yo, like, I really, like, will stop what I'm doing. Like, that one that you sent me on Michael Rappaport one, and I literally was doing laundry. Nigga, I was, like, really, like, leaning over the I was leaning over the dryer, like, just listening to this nigga, like word.
That's how you feel.
He's all right, though.
Yeah, he puts what does he put? He puts out like 20-minute joints, like
no diss track. But you know, I mean, he's high.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing his thing, I guess. Yeah,
right.
For sure.
I mean, I didn't like. I was surprised to find out that more people had podcasts.
Oh yeah, no, it's like everyone has a podcast. It's fuck it, you know.
Yeah.
Go do it.
Right.
It's. I'm doing this for my mental.
One man said, "Go do it." Like you hear that signaling. Go do it. They heard that shit. That shit echoed in the air, bro. Like, somebody just said, "We gotta find them." They with the movement.
That's funny as shit. How are you doing though?
Bro, I'm doing good. You know what I'm saying? I had a really funny week.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Like, so what happened?
So pretty much like I was supposed to work Saturday, and like, and pretty much like they only gave me off like I was supposed to work. They like out of every like all, my whole department had to work minus me.
Oh shit,
bro! I just felt like I felt like that man, like I felt like that nigga in the room. Yo, people really would ask me. They'd be like, "Yo, why you?" Like I'd be like, "Why not you?" Like, like why not you? They were so salty. Yo, I was really getting grilled. Like I did really? Something. Yo, some of them really would really grill me. Like at work, I'm like, yo, like, you was all smiles Monday, Wednesday, like Monday through Wednesday. Now like Thursday, Friday, you know what's up.
For real. Hey, that's what's up though.
It's crazy how people change.
They're not really rooting for you, boy.
Yo, for real. Like, damn, like, I thought it was a big old YNS family.
I thought you loved me.
But that's pretty much like the highlight of my week. I mean, like, it was also my brother's birthday, so you know, I spent time with him. That shit was cool.
Oh, that's what's up. Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, right. That's my Wonder Bread, bro.
I thought I was your Wonder Bread.
Huh?
I said I thought I was your Wonder
Bread. He's actually half white.
Oh, all right. There you go.
That's why I call him my Wonder Bread. Like, you feel me? Like, yo, there's only those moments you can get away with saying shit like that. Yeah.
No, he's actually white.
I be saying, like, yo, that's my Wonder Bread.
Wonder Bread is gross.
I really?
I hate it. I can't
bro,
stand it.
Bro, like, I think all bread, most bread tastes like, unless it's like a different color. Like, yo, when it's brown bread, like, oh, this is a fancy bread. Like, yo, I'll fuck up some bread from Longhorn, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that bread, like, I don't know what type of bread that is. That's different, dog.
Just ask them.
I should.
They'll tell you.
I should. Yo, you know,
they'll be like, I got it from Giant.
But realistically, I shouldn't be eating that much bread. Like,
oh, no.
That's why I'm not asking.
It's actually, no.
Like, yo, this bread's too good.
Yeah, I have an unhealthy obsession with bread, for sure.
I feel like carbs are definitely, like, anybody's guilty pleasure.
I don't like pasta that much. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Yo, bro, what?
I'll do pasta, like, every now and then, but, like, eating it consistently, I can't do it.
I love it. I mean, I know a lot of people don't, like, I don't know, like, a lot of people aren't like, I don't know. Like, I don't ever invite anybody like, yo, let's go get some Italian. Because I really feel like nobody's ever going to be in the mood for something that heavy. Like,
what?
You really like eat it. Like, I know people who don't eat like that. Like, yeah. Just genuinely don't eat like that.
Yeah, I ate some Euros this weekend. You ever been to Slovakia Boys downtown?
No.
It's really good.
I've seen it. I remember back when that was the steakout. That's really when I wanted to eat there.
Oh. Just that place is small.
The steakout?
No. Just the
building.
Yeah, the building.
I never actually been inside.
Go in there. It's small as hell. Like, I was in there. I just felt bad.
That's why I was a stakeout.
I was in everyone's way. But yeah.
I mean, speeds is small.
Speeds?
Yeah. You walk in speeds into the grill right there.
Yeah, I know, but it's not.
You damn near the fry cook.
I've never been in there and it was crowded.
For real? Yeah, and it's never crowded, but I'm saying it's small.
Slovakia boys, it's crowded in there.
Oh, for real?
Oh, my God, yeah.
That just means it's worth the money, I guess.
It is. It definitely is.
You feel me? I never had. Well, you said it's a gyro?
Yeah, I think it's pronounced.
I always thought it was a gyro.
No, that's pronouncing it wrong. I think it's euro.
Well, fuck, I'm disrespecting.
That's what.
Yo, fuck it, I'm disrespecting.
That's why I think when Spyro Gyro was downtown,
yeah,
people hated it because they're like, that's not how you pronounce gyro, and your entire name just sounds wrong.
Spyro Gyro.
It's like, what are you like? Yeah, like the correct way would just be like Spyro Euro, and it's just like, well, you really fucked that one up because you don't know how to pronounce what you're making.
Slovakia.
Yeah. Hmm. Really good shit. But yeah. Shit, I didn't mean to clap like that.
So wait, what kind of meat is it? Like lamb?
No, they put like chicken, beef, whatever you want.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So pretty much it's just a thick-ass burrito.
It's like in a pita.
Yeah. Oh, pita?
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
I fuck with that.
And throw in some fries in there, like.
You put fries in there?
Yeah.
Damn.
You're going to have to try it out.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll take you there sometime. You know, bro, we're going on a date.
Yo, chill. That's
good. All right. You want to get into some of the shit we got to talk about?
Yeah, bro. I want to start your weekend. About it.
My weekend?
Yeah.
You want to get into that?
Yeah.
Why?
Off the jump. Let them know.
My weekend?
Yeah, bro. Tell them how sauce you were.
I'm not saying. I was not sauce.
Yo,
unless you saw me.
You saw me, right? They denying that.
Not a good ass time this weekend.
I mean, it was.
I finally went out, went to a show. That was dope at the Chameleon.
What kind of music was it?
It was rock.
Oh. Punk. Like alternative punk?
Yeah. You gotta go into that, man. Like,
I know, I'm not.
You have to get into it.
What, punk rock?
Yeah. Every once in a while, just listen to it live and get some drinks in you. Start thrashing around. That's why I go to punk shows. They, like,
for real?
The mosh pitting is so fun.
For real?
Yeah. You ever just get socked out of nowhere? And then you have the power to just go sock them back.
And nobody's gonna stop you.
No one's gonna stop you.
Because they think what you're calling it. It's not even like y'all are just literally just beating the shit out of each other for fun. It's not even for the music. It's just because the music's covering the noises.
Exactly. No, it's fun because, like, I mean, they're not gonna say nothing. If anything, they're gonna go join. But yeah, no, I had a decent week. Decent week, good weekend. You know, got to catch up with a couple friends, so that's always fun, you know.
My man's still the boxing champ this week.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean,
am I the boxing champ this week? What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying, dog.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm saying, like are you still? You like, how's boxing?
Am I still boxing? Yeah. I'm boxing training. I'm not boxing. Yeah.
So how do you box? Like, so I'm not playing football. I'm just training for it.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
I'm not training for it. If I were training, I'd be doing.
You just said
so
it's boxing training.
Yeah, I'm boxing. All right, whatever.
So, like, I'm like, yo, what?
No, I'm not gonna argue with you.
I'm like, yeah, bro. I'm not playing football. I'm just catching the ball at practice.
That's so different.
I'm playing football.
But I'm only like I'm doing it not for the sport. I'm doing it to cut weight. You know what I mean? Like, I have a whole different attention
for
behind
now,
it.
Man. For now.
What are you going to be one of those guys? I'm like, yo, my boy boxes. You better watch your mouth.
My man
you going to put me out there?
Alex is going to be the next Tyson Fury. Hear my words.
No. That guy is huge.
I know.
I was watching more footage of him today.
Uh-huh.
That guy is way too big. I wouldn't fight a guy that big.
Really?
No.
Really?
Hell no.
You just, so...
The fact...
So, Bo slapped you. You're just not going to do nothing.
What am I going to do?
Hit him back.
No.
Just that... Yo, you're taking
I'm
that?
I'm just going to leave. Why would he slap me? He's a boxer. Anyway. So what?
Conor McGregor was an MMA fighter. This nigga threw a whole jack through a bus with people in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that mean? He's a fighter. My man said he's a fighter. Why would he do that, bro? Conor McGregor threw a whole forklift jack. You know how heavy those are? Yo, yeah. He, yo, bro, like nothing swung that jump. Like it was a scooter.
Like, that sounds fucked up.
Yo, I'm about to show you that footage.
Yeah, send me that.
Yo.
Because I've never seen
he
that.
He was suspended for that, yeah, bro. Bro, that, I mean, that's why I will say he is a thorough ass, like, man.
Why?
Because he just be doing reckless shit. Oh. He don't care.
I feel like once you get to that age, you kind of just stop caring about a lot of things. Like,
just going to jail. Hey, right? Like yeah, risking jail.
It. No, yeah, because, like, I mean, like, when you're a kid, they say, like, you're going to go to jail. Like, you know, that's, like, the world ending to some people. But I feel like the older you get, I'm like, oh, just go fucking put me in jail. Like, I'm not saying for, like, a serious time.
Like, I'm about to say,
I'm just saying, yo, you need to put me in jail for overnight over this dumb shit? Like, eat it. Like, you know, like.
Eat it.
Take it on the fucking chin, whatever. Like, it's just jail.
Bro?
Yeah. You don't feel that way?
No.
No.
I don't know. I'm thinking, wow, what?
I'm not saying, like, going to, like, serve prison time.
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't, like, bro, at the end of the day, if I have to deal with it, I'm going to deal with it. But, like,
right.
Realistically, who the fuck wants to be in a jail? Like, surrounded by men, like, in a, and, like, you're not even living, like.
Yo, that reminds me. I was rewatching Atlanta season one again. And that scene where he's talking to his shawty. In the waiting room, and it's not a shawty.
Yeah. Like,
you gay?
Yo, for real. He said, why would a shawty be in the men's holding cell?
Yeah, I love Atlanta. They need to.
Next year, bro.
Can't wait a year. That's how you lose fans. Honestly, that's what's happening with Rick and Morty. I lost all fanship for. Yeah,
they make you wait. Like, yeah, you know, like, I'll give it to you when I'm ready.
I'm like, what the fuck makes you so goddamn special? Like, nothing. Just put the fucking show out there. Like, what is going on in your life that's so, like, you can't put a fucking cartoon out? Like, I get it's your work,
but. I mean, bro, you gotta think, it has to be good. You have to come up with the material.
I think they could do it faster.
You think?
Why not?
I don't know, bro.
They just put a short-ass season out.
Yeah, but these niggas are just, like, naturally hilarious. Like the shit they be coming up with is that, like,
I think they,
because they make up words,
yeah,
like, and like those words are like franchising,
yeah,
like ooh, like bro,
I still think they can come out faster, and I mean, they can have more episodes. Like, they only put like
it's
10.
Also different when you were like you have your foot in a lot of different doors.
That's because
like Atlanta's Donald Glover's project,
right?
But you gotta realize, my man,
I didn't know his brother was one of the writers on that show. I had no idea. That's cool. He's keeping it in the family, though.
His brother was on his one of his mixtapes.
Oh, really?
I think it was Stone Mountain or Kauai.
I don't know anything about his brother. He doesn't look that much like him, though.
No.
It's not like the Kevin Hart family. Like,
I actually haven't seen Kevin Hart's siblings to know that.
I saw it like through a meme. It was just like Kevin Hart could play anyone in his family, but like.
It's
a family photo, and they look identical.
I heard him and his mom look crazy identical.
Yeah, yeah, and his brothers, bro.
What about his dad?
I don't know if his dad was on there. He probably was. I can't think of it. But yeah, the one that stood out was him and his mom for sure.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, all right. I mean, I'm happy that you're still in the boxing.
Yeah, I'm still in a boxing. Yeah, it's not going anywhere. I love it too much.
No. I'm not telling. Bro, this is a, I'm not
it's
telling.
Fun.
I'm not like telling you to like quit. You're never gonna make it, Rocky. Like, bro. No, it's not. I'm just saying. Like, I'm just wrapping it up.
Oh no, yeah. For sure.
But
definitely love it too much.
I mean to ask you, bro.
Yeah. Go ahead.
How's the single life treating you?
It's going okay.
Is it?
Yeah, having fun. What does that mean? You want me to be depressed?
Nah, I'm just asking you. I mean, like, I saw that you would put like you were asking people on their opinions.
Oh. I hear you. I don't know. I was just kind of like trying. I don't know. I'm not really like that kind of person to like. Put shit on the internet like that, or ask just general population. Like,
you're stepping out your boundaries. Is what you're saying?
I definitely am, for sure. For sure. I'm loving it.
See, I'm letting you.
I'm having
know,
a good time.
I'm letting you guys know the real me.
This is who I really am.
This nigga, he was on a facade. Like, Oh, bro, it's crazy. No, I feel you. No, I was just like, because I mean, some of the things that people were putting were really like they were funny as shit.
Like what? I wasn't posting. I only posted what other people were saying. I was leaving them high and dry.
I mean, the guy was like, "Yo, what did he say?" The one person said, "What? Live your life, you young black. You're a young black man."
That was Kellum.
I do it.
And I was like, Kellum keeps fucking with me out here.
He was the one that put that dog's a human. I know, right?
Yeah.
I figured, yo. Yo, he really is though. But yo, I knew it. I was literally gonna write you like, yo, he wrote that, didn't he? I knew it. I like literally knew it.
Yeah, I was like, all right, this guy's fucking with me right now. But no. I don't know.
Just social media. I'm saying, but do you think like there's do you enjoy the perks and or the cons like as far as the that come with?
I just have a lot of spare time. like I have a lot of spare time now. That's all it is.
And is it like on your board?
Hmm? Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it has its highs and lows. Like you know. If it's like not force me,
he said highs and lows.
it does. Like I get bored very easily now. But you know, like me said, with like
my man said, no more consistent working.
Copped a new bottle of lotion over here.
yo, crazy.
Yeah. But I mean, between like the music making, the podcast, and work, it's you know. I'm keeping myself occupied for sure.
That's good.
And the boxing, obviously. Can't forget about the boxing. Right. Nah, it's good. I mean, single. You're single too. How's the single life been treating you?
Me?
Let's talk about it.
About me being single?
Fuck it. Stop blowing smoke in my face.
What?
Blow it that way.
Bro, I mean, it's been chilling for real. It's just
How long you been single? I don't keep track.
Like 2 years, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're seasoned.
I'm seasoned, bro. Yo, I'm a vet. I am a veteran. Seasoned, yo. I mean, bro, I just be chilling for real. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm at a point like right now where it's like I've yet to meet someone. Mm-hmm. That really like I'm just like yo I need that in my life like
yeah
like feel me like yo like the like the, it's never like a lot of times the cons don't overcome the pros.
Okay, so you're like
I'm not saying I'm perfect either. I'm just saying,
like you're seeking them like
no it just means like I mean yeah I mean I always look like I mean but it's just like it has to be worth it to me.
Yeah,
feel me, like not saying like not trying to say something grimy like because it sounds like saying like y'all not worth it but it's like like it's that sounds bad like you know like egotistical.
You heard it here first. I fuck out of here. Eddie got no respect for you.
No.
I'm fucking with you.
But like what I mean is like literally like I don't know like I just don't like feel me. I'm not gonna stress like feel me.
Mm-hmm. You're not stressed about meeting someone.
Like, no, not, yeah, like, I'm not stressed. It's like, if we vibe out real good, cool, but if you're looking for, like, drop, like, I'm not the one. Like, I'm not the one for drop. Like, I'm not gonna be, like, yo, pressing you, like, yo, where you at?
Yeah.
Like, feel me, like, I'm too chill for that. Like,
yo, that's how I am.
I'm like, yo, like, literally, if you wanna, like, yo, like, I'm just, like, I fuck with you. That's it. If I fuck with you, I fuck with you.
Yeah.
And then, like...
You'll hear from me.
Yeah. No. I don't even mean that. Like, I mean, I always write back. It's just, like, to come off, like, too...
Eager?
Not eager. Not even that. It's just more like, like, I don't want to be, like, all up on you if you don't like that. Like, yo, just say that. Like, feel me? Yeah. I'll be real distant until you tell me not to be.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't necessarily think there's too much life to live to like be wrapped up in relationships. Honestly, but if you get like a real connection, then
I agree to that. Like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Like sometimes I just be like, yo, damn, I really spent all these money on these shorties. I'm like, yo, I really did that. I'm like, I really spent like this much on somebody who ain't even here right now.
Yo, yes.
That's what it comes down to. Like really, that's the only time I'd be like tight looking back on it, but like
yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, like it's not that serious.
Yeah. I got more life to live.
No, like, it is. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, like, now that I am single, obviously, I have more money to spend on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? Like, but, like, and it, but it's not even like that. Like,
self-love.
Yeah, self-love. For literally, I'm because niggas getting, for me, niggas getting cuts every Saturday. Like, I'm, Niggas getting cuts every Saturday. Yeah, like,
I hear that. I'm not that guy to get like consistent haircuts. Like barbershop thing isn't a thing for me. Like,
I love being at the barbershop.
I don't mind it.
A thing for me. Like, bro, I love getting a haircut.
I'm looking for a barber. So, listeners,
if you know a sharp, my man, if you know somebody sharp, hit
I
my
need,
man.
I need a barber, like, ASAP. My barber left.
Who don't tax.
No, you can tax.
Bro.
It's fine.
Would you pay $40 for a haircut?
No.
Then you, what?
You crazy? Yo, I had this conversation.
Would you pay for
No, I was asking. I asked a group of chicks and I asked a group of guys. I was asking them how much they pay for a haircut. I actually had a couple dudes just say, no, I pay $40-$60 for my haircut. And I'm like,
smoking dick.
That's wild. That, I mean, anyway. <Yo. laughs> But no, there are guys out there that pay that much for haircuts. And I mean, to them, you know, if they need to look that sharp.
But like, I'll
good for you. And then I started asking the
chicks. It better be $40 sharp. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, my hair jump better last.
My hair better not grow.
Yeah, bro. Like, yo, for real. Like, them shears better put my shit on pause.
Yeah. Like. Now I was asking some chicks too how much they paid for like their cuts, and they were like, "Oh, we pay upwards like 100 to 200. Like, that's the range."
But girls will get haircuts only once in a blue.
Yeah.
That's the only like bright side, but like, I don't mind. I don't really mind. Like, I woof it most of the time. I only get haircuts if I'm like going out.
Oh,
if I'm like on a work grind mode where like I'm working like consistent days, like just hard, like long hours.
I've been slaving in the studio.
I could care less what this hair look like. I'll be a whiskery ass man.
For real.
I'm like, yo, if you want to find a fine nigga, you see me outside, not in here. Like, this is where men grind. Like, it's like looking good at the gym. Like, I don't care if the outfit match. Like,
yeah. I'm here
to do work. Like, if you think it's sexy, I mean, kudos to you. But kudos to you, feel me?
Ooh, he's so wild.
Like, damn, he's so, look at that grunny face. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, how you going to look good with them weights regardless? Bro, you're making an ugly ass face when you're pushing. Like, unless you're not really working for it.
True.
I be seeing shawty's come in with like a full makeup. I'm like, yo, ain't that drunk? Are you about to sweat? Why would you put makeup on?
Oh, at the gym?
Yeah, like, yo, you're literally about to sweat. Why would you put makeup on?
Dude, chicks put makeup on for anything. Well, I need to go check the mailbox makeup.
What mailbox makeup?
Like, they'll find any excuse to put makeup on. Like, they won't do anything if they just go to the grocery store, like,
makeup.
Like,
a little eyeliner never hurt.
Yeah. Like, what are you looking good for? Like, you're out there hunting for food.
So, you said hunting for food? What?
Yeah, you just added 15, 20 minutes. We could have just been
starving.
I'm hungry. You're out here for your fucking makeup.
Hold on. Let me put my mascara on. Starving in the corner.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. So, single life. I don't know. I think it's going good. I like it. I mean, obviously, I'm only like a week and a half into it. So, it's going to be a while before I get to your level.
I'm about to say, I'm like do you see yourself jumping into anything soon, Alex?
No, God, no. Hell no.
This is the post breakup interview. Remember that meme I sent you?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's foolish to like just jump into another relationship. Like, I need my me time, and I need to go out and have fun. Like,
I gotta find me.
Yeah,
I'm doing me.
I don't even know who I am anymore.
I'm doing me. Self love.
I have no idea who I am. Nah, it's giving me a lot of time for sure. I mean, I'm working on more music. Finally,
ALX project coming soon.
No, I got time to make music. I'm spending more time with my dog. Shout out to
my dogs.
Shout out to my dog. I'm spending time with my boys too. I mean, it's always good catching up. And I'm just trying to meet more people, and not necessarily for like relationship purposes. I'm just trying to talk to more people. That's all it is. I'm having fun with it. That's all.
I feel you. Finally, socializing.
Yeah, for real.
Let the dog off the leash.
Well, I was talking to this chick I was with yesterday, and she was like, yeah, when you're out of a relationship, you know, like, you feel free. and like you feel like kind of happy or something. But you know, it is what it is. I feel good.
Feel great.
I feel great. I feel great. Maybe I don't know.
We gonna check on Alex in 3 months.
Depressed.
I miss her.
Fuck you. I saw you post this meme and it was just like, watch, he gonna get back with her.
Yeah.
Had me dying.
16th time. Like,
they've gone back together 16 times. But now it's going good. I'm having a great time. Thanks for the interview, though.
Yeah, no problem, bro. That's what I do.
Yeah. So what do you do to, like, kind of, you know, occupy your time?
What you mean?
Living the single life. What?
I mean, the fuck? I mean, bro, I'm grinding. That's one thing.
Just work?
Just work. I mean, like, I be at the gym for real. Like, I mean, niggas are single.
Yeah.
I might as well look good, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So, I mean, yeah, like, same reason you're doing boxing, right? Lose weight.
Cutting weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's pretty much it. I mean, also, you know, I still work on the paint and shoes thing. I'm trying to buy more equipment for that to speed up the process.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I still have people asking me for orders, which is, like, it's love. You're slacking. Considering I've only done 2 projects. Slacking. Huh?
So, you're slacking.
Literally. Yeah. Bro, you ain't lying.
But Eddie's like, yeah, I've been working out here.
It's a lot of adjusting. It's a lot of adjusting, bro. A lot of time scheduling. I was late to everything today.
Really?
I mean, I was late to this.
True. I was out here waiting.
Yeah, like, I ain't go to sleep till like 4 in the morning.
Me too.
And I try to wake up at like 9.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to take my brother to the movies, and then we ended up missing.
9 in the morning?
No.
Oh.
I just want to get ready. Like, I wanted to be ready because, like, he lives a little out the way.
Okay.
So, I scooped him up. But, mm-hmm. like, I woke up, like, literally 30 minutes before the showtime, which was at 12:30.
Okay.
So, like, my mom's like, yo, did you forget him? I'm like, I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm just running late. Like, I told him that. I called him, just let him know, yo, bro, I'm running late, da-da-da. Then I called Regal, exchange the tickets.
Get a different time.
Yeah, I got a different time. So, that's why I didn't think the movie was going to take so long. So, it was that plus the drive.
Yeah.
Like, when you would hit me up, you were like, are you, like... It was like, you know, just confirming shit. I literally was in the theater when you
said, oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, bro. I mean, the movie's almost over.
That's cool. I don't really care.
So that's pretty much it, yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I mean, spend time with family and shit.
Yeah, I need to do more of that.
But, how do you feel, I peeped the Post Malone meltdowns on stage. Everyone's saying that everybody's like hinting that he's like on drugs. I'm like, which I mean, would not surprise me.
Right.
I'm not, and I mean that in the most like least judgy way ever.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like if you that's you, you're a grown ass man. Like,
yeah.
Feel me? Like, I'm like, but it sounds like people are like pretty much saying like they think that he needs help just because they feel like a lot of people that follow in that same path are like ones that harm themselves, like Lil Peep.
What's crazy to me is that like, you people are fans of his music. But like you're not real fans. You're not listening to what he's actually saying. No, but like there are fans out there that listen to music, and just because it sounds good, it doesn't necessarily like they don't necessarily know what the hell they're talking about. And I mean, with artists in general, like they all fight. Not all of them, but
do you remember
a lot of them?
Did you ever
fight
see
addiction?
Did you ever see that video like Famous Dex? It was like when he went live on his Instagram page, and Bo just passed out. Well, cause he looked.
I heard about it.
He looked. I haven't seen it, like, he looked like he was out of it.
Really?
Yo, just folded. Like Bo was not there.
Oh shit.
And yeah, I mean, yeah, pretty much a lot of people do that. That is how a lot of people pay for their addiction. But
yeah, I mean,
but that's also like I think it's because of that. Like those they rely on it to continue making music.
Right. They need some type of content.
They need content. That's really what it is. Like, people put themselves through experiences and then just rap, like, make songs about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, it's you could almost compare it to, like, the whole Jhené Aiko and Big Sean, you know, their little love scheme. They made so much music about their breakup and capitalized on it.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of thing to me. Like, you have to do it. You have to keep doing it just to keep making the music for it. Like, imagine trying to write like a Jamaican song, like, you know, like Drake, like a Caribbean vibe, like dance hall song, right. Like how Drake and Party Next Door be doing. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't just think of that off my head. I'd have to be in the experiences. Like, you have to feel like the inspiration. Like, could you write a reggae song right now without like listening to a couple tracks just to go, like, feel me? Just to know, me? Like, yeah,
maybe
feel me, because like you can't put like a hip hop beat on salsa and call it like salsa. Feel me, like
they did it with the country,
huh?
They did it with Lil Nas X last year.
Yeah, but that like, bro, how are you gonna dance to that? Like, imagine a salsa beat, like a salsa with a little kick in the back. Like,
yeah. Oh, yo, actually, now that you're speaking of salsa, that's funny. I was like earlier today looking up where to get like salsa lessons. I need to learn how to dance. Because when I was out this weekend, man, I could not dance. Bro, I can't dance for shit.
Bro, why don't you just go to Latin night at Telus?
That's what I should. I'm just saying.
Bro, I bet you any money, you go to Telus, some old head will dance and cheat you the way.
Word.
I really think so.
That'd be awesome.
I really think it'd be that easy.
I'll buy her drinks all night.
I was about to say, yeah, and get drunk with her. Yeah, they just get drunk with Shorty. She'll teach you, bro.
Let's go dance. No, that's something that... I was thinking about today. I was like, I should probably get some dance lessons in. You ever thought about that?
Dance lessons?
Yeah. Because I really just don't know how to dance.
I'm not saying I'm the best dancer, but I can dance. I feel confident in my dance moves.
Oh, okay.
For like shit like that anyway.
Yeah.
You feel me? Just like, just something to know. Feel me? Like it's something, you know, literally like you could part, like you ain't partaking in the electric slide if you don't know the electric slide. Like,
for real. No, all right, but to circle back on the Post Malone thing, I mean, it's crazy to just see, because some of his expressions on stage,
Bo's eyes were rolling the back, like straight Undertaker shit.
It was looking, and
Bo, he was like rubbing his face, like it was like ecstasy.
yeah. I mean,
when Bo popped the E before the concert,
like the way he was holding his microphone with both hands and just like I don't know. I'm not gonna say like he's struggling through anything. He did come out on stage. There's footage of him coming out on stage and letting everyone know that he is actually good. He appreciates all the prayers, but there's nothing going on. He's just performing on stage. Like that's all it really is. So like
rock star vibes.
Yeah, go do your thing. Like you're on stage. You're there to perform for people.
I do think that's what it is.
Yeah, just do your thing, man. Like I don't think he's struggling through anything. If he is. What can we do? We couldn't do anything about it.
He should
anyway.
Understand why, because like them Jones did kind of give off the feeling.
He should definitely understand. Well, that's just I don't know. He's always giving me.
Like,
vibes
bro, did you
like
watch
that.
Yourself, bro? You look like you were a fiend, like you were on the floor and shit, like yo, I just need that last just to get me on my feet.
They should Photoshop some of those pictures. And
just put something in his hand.
Just replace the microphone.
Yo, for real, yo. Like, it's not funny, but it is.
It's not funny, but I mean, like, it is. Honestly, anyone that's struggling with any type of addiction that is looking for help should go seek help. Because that's the thing. Like, people that do struggle with addiction, they don't fucking want help. And there's not much you can do about that, you know? Like
that is true. And, yo, I feel like interventions are bullshit. There's no way getting that many people in the room is really going to change my mind. Oh, so y'all just hating. So y'all just hating on me.
Interventions are crazy because... You just pull up to a room and every person that's involved in your life is just there. They'll grab anybody too.
Right, yo, disrespectful. Yo, you got my mom to do this? It's all my mom. Yo, bro. Yo, rap though.
But like, no, if like you're not looking for help, dude, trying to like get someone that's not looking for help it's just hard to even change their mind on it. Like, it's hard as fuck. So, like in my opinion, it just takes like a pretty big person. And
I mean, either way, it's not like my man don't gotta take no piss test,
right?
Like my man, like you feel me? Like my man could do whatever he wants. Like,
yeah, go have some fun.
I'm like, so that's why my man's probably not stressing it. But that's like if he actually is, like he said he's not.
The thing is,
but, and you know anybody, if you're, you
if, you're,
lie,
if you're gonna do drugs, don't do the hard drugs.
What? Yo, bro, bleep this out right now.
If you're gonna do drugs,
don't do drugs.
Don't
yo.
Do the hard drugs. Yo. there's a lot of information out there. Like, don't do the shit that's fucking addicting as hell. And that's a lot to say, but...
But, I mean, like, a lot of things are addicting.
And just do it, like, but responsibly, like...
I'll say, like, I think, to be honest, like, this is, like, I really don't know how people, like, get addicted to, what? To drinking alcohol.
Oh, I don't either.
Bro, like, alcoholics, I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand it. Like, a drink is nice, but, like, the fact that that shit can make you sick, like, yo, you get sick.
Yeah.
If off of too much of it.
I feel like shit right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you get, like the hangover, you get a hangover for that shit.
Yeah. And the hangover is never nice.
And it's like, yo, how do you get addicted to that? Like...
I mean, I had a great time though.
I know, bro. But I'm just saying, I know a lot of alcoholics, bro. Yeah. Like 7 a.m. drinking at like a hole in the wall.
That's
like,
wild.
And I'm like, I've been there.
Yeah.
Like I've been in there, but like it's just not like I don't day drink unless I'm off. Like
I hate day drinking, but continue.
That was it.
Oh, shit.
That was it.
Alcoholism is, I can see how people get addicted, but, I mean, people
get literally, to, I need a beer after work, like, bro.
You don't need it. You're looking for something to relieve whatever the fuck you went through.
That day,
like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You're looking for some type of release.
I mean, now you're making me wonder if I'm not stressing my days enough. Like,
I'm not stressing my days
damn,
enough.
Damn, I really drove a forklift for 8 hours. Like, damn.
I'm really pressed about this. Yo, I need a beer.
Damn, I really...
Nah, I don't see it that way. I mean,
I need a beer.
There are positive addictions. I mean, like, you're... Like, instead of, like, going and grab a beer, you'll go to the gym. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Instead. Like, it's not all bad, but... Maybe, I don't know, I'd hate to say that I'm like, people should go do this, because it's all personal preference, like, to get me to work out, I won't do it, I hate working out, but if you put, like, a goal behind it, like, I'm more willing to do it. Like, I hate going to the gym and just, like, lifting weights, like, it's stupid to me. I don't care how good I'm ever gonna look.
For real?
But if you put me, like, behind some type of training, even if I don't actually go do it, like, for example, with boxing, like, even if I won't ever box, the boxing training is enough.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and it's still a good release. What do you want to get into? Did you watch? Did you see that clip of Bill Clinton?
No. Nah. Oh, he said Bill Clinton.
Yeah, did you see the clip? Is Bill Clinton? He kind of went into why he cheated. With Monica Lewinsky.
I didn't see the clip. It was just an article on Complex, and that shit had me dying.
Yeah.
Because they quoted something he said where he was just like, he's like, yeah, I did it out of anxiety.
Right.
I deal with my sins. I'm like, yeah, I bet. I mean, I'm sure it is stressful.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, he was saying
it sounds more like, but to me, it just sounds like you saying like Hillary ain't putting the mouth to work. Like, she said.
Gotta go deal with this anxiety somehow.
Yo, for real. Like, I mean, like, I'm not saying, like, I'm not condoning it. Like, I'm not like, yo, bro, good for you. Like, I'm just saying, like all you're saying is like, Hillary must have been real busy, bro. Like,
I'm gonna put Bill Clinton up there as one of the OG like presidents,
just
leaders in the world
for doing that.
Just for leaders in the world in general, like he's up there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I you can respect because it's honest.
Yeah,
like my man Joe. Like if you could, wouldn't you? Like, if you were president, wouldn't you do something nasty in the Oval Office? Like,
poked his head out and was just like, "Hey, you,
guard the door.
Guard the door. You, Monica, in here."
Why? Wow, right. Secret Service watching her. Watching Secret Service in the Oval Office watching.
That's so funny. I bet there's footage.
yo, for that was probably weird.
But you know how crazy it would be, like, if your everyday man was just, like, in a relationship you were just like,
I was wondering
shawty, hey, look, hey, you know, I was dealing with some anxiety, and I had to pull her to the side real quick.
I'll
get my fucking head blown off.
Yo, right, like, yo, anxiety.
I want to know the hell Hillary gives Bill, like, behind the scenes.
That's, like, the excuse for everything.
Shawty, I was dealing with some anxiety.
Yo, bro, anything. Anxiety. Anxiety made me do it. Like, you would thought anxiety was a person, bro. With the meanest peer pressure ever.
How do you feel about
bro,
this newer generation of just like using? Oh God, sorry.
I was gonna my last little part of that whole.
No, we're gonna keep going.
Bill Clinton, nah, bro, it's too late. Bill Clinton thing was as far as like Monica Lewinsky's like take on that whole affair, like
she say something about it?
I never read anything about it, but I really wonder, like, imagine.
I think she wrote a book about
imagine her being like her grandchild, like, yeah, my grandma sucked Bill Clinton's dick, like bro, that's
why she's
famous. Like something you'd never talk about.
Yeah, being infamous like that is like
yeah, for real. No, like for real.
Hey, do what you gotta do. Nah, but I just want to know the amount of hell fucking Hillary was probably giving him.
I mean, they're still together.
Yeah, but yeah, that's a really shit right there. That Tesla. Are you good?
Yeah.
That's a sturdy relationship right there. You know, it's.
That's a sturdy. What does that mean?
It's strong. It's a strong ass relationship.
I don't know. I think it feels like it's for appearances.
Older, yeah. Oh, it definitely is. It's yeah, for sure. That older relationships, like, what generation is that?
Shit.
Bill Clinton. What are they in their 60s, 70s?
The zombie generation. Holy shit!
But that generation, like when it came to relationships, they're built different. Like these relationships these days.
My grandma. You telling me how terrible my grandpa is?
The shit that the chicks used to just but like
she'll
stand.
Still cook, she'll still cook this man a whole meal. Like she's like, I hate this man. I'm like, yo.
These days, women would just like, they'll have your whole kid leave you, take half your shit, and just go about their life.
Damn, bro.
That's not from personal experience. But.
Take your whole life. Take your whole life. Yo, I mean, yeah, bro. It is crazy. I firsthand know because, like, a lot of my boys be like, taking that shit to court. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Just a relationship like built the same way.
Yo, I'm like, yo, like, damn, like, I understand why guys put up with it because, like, yo, who wants to deal with lawyer fees for
bro, a chick these days, she'll break up with you for liking a picture on Instagram that you shouldn't have liked, but I liked it.
You mean, like, what, like, some cheeks?
Anything. It could be it could be a person I really know. Like, I really know this person.
Okay.
Like a picture, Shawty will break up with you for it. Like,
how could you? How could you?
How could you do that?
Yo, for real. And then you point this shit out, and then it's just like,
so.
Right. So I know this person. Oh, where? But see, I know this person. I'm like, what?
Yeah, relationships are never like 50-50.
Never.
Ever.
And like, I think that also probably go back to that. Like, yo,
I'm good.
I'm good. Like, no, I mean, I just mean like, no, I mean like. Like, I'm just not like, I ain't no bitch. Like for me, like you're like, I'm going to disagree with you on something. Like, you're probably going to disagree with me on something at some point. It's more so like, we're just going to have to handle that. Like,
I'm going
to
leave your ass home.
We're going to have to figure that out.
Yeah, for real. I'm going to just leave your ass home.
But that's just my whole take on the whole Bill Clinton thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude, they're never gonna let that shit go. Like, seriously, like, that guy has a whole fucking. I would hate for my life to be tainted with something like that.
With that reputation that you got your dick sucked.
For her, I guess.
For her.
Yeah, like, you know, like, for her, it must really suck for him.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. The guys are root. Like, the guys are just...
Yeah! Like, high fives every time Bill Clinton walks in the room. Like, yeah!
It's like, why is he high-fiving me? You know why.
Yeah, right? Yo, right. Don't even gotta say it. Mr. President! Like, real shit.
Oh, shit.
But, like, it also looks bad on Hillary, in my opinion. I'm like, damn, like I couldn't be. I
does
can't,
it does it look bro, bad on her, or does it look really good on her for her to just to stand by
to still be with him?
No. Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you're a guy, I mean, I just me personally, I like if I get cheated on, we are not getting back together. Like what? Like why would like yo? Like I don't love you that much. Like.
True. Okay.
I'm like, cause I like you can't. I don't know. Like I can't. I feel like it's easy. It's easy to fall on. out of love with someone if they literally cheat on you. Like that literally just shows they don't love you enough.
Right.
That's how, that's how my perspective.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that. Oh, no. You ever been cheated on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I never, I just took it to the chin. Like, all right, it happened. Like, it's not, like, nothing I can do. It already happened. Right. So, it's like, but I'm definitely not, like, fighting nobody for it.
Right.
I'm like, you made your choice. Cool. Live with that. That's it.
It is what it is.
Live with it. Like, you made your choice. Live with it. And I got to
move. See ya.
Yeah. I said delete block.
Bye, bitch. What else we got? Well, did you, I know you didn't, because I didn't send it to anybody, but there's this kid, a student out in North Texas, that got killed by some cops.
But, like, what happened? Like,
I'm not sure. I don't necessarily remember the entire story, but...
Was it on campus?
I believe so, but I think the story goes that he was, like... I don't know if he was, like, on drugs or something, but he was, like, being very aggressive and, like, he was knocking, like, on a lot of people's doors and windows.
For real?
Yeah, and he had a pan with him. And I guess like a frying pan, like, and he was using that as a weapon.
Yeah.
So the like,
the cops just shot him.
Well, the cops like tried to restrain him, and then he retaliated.
So he hit him with the pan.
No, he didn't get that close. Like the cops were just like, just shoot his ass, like kill him. For real? Like yeah, for real. Like they just gunned him down before he even got the chance, just because he was just like approaching him. You can't take a pan, like bro. There's like four cops, like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To fight someone with a pan, like I've seen old Hispanic women, like
fight with
pans.
I know you're right, bro. You really are.
Her husband took her down, like you know what I mean?
But like, yeah, like,
you got to shoot him.
We just
like
can't
that.
Risk. We can't risk an officer going down to pans. The pan rate is really high right now.
these are growing out in the black market right now. You know,
yo, pans. Yo.
No, but I saw that and it was just like, I mean, there's police brutality everywhere, but it's just, it just sucks to see some shit like that. And it caught my eye.
I do think, it's, yeah, no, right. You're absolutely right. They're mad, like, pussy. Like I had saw a similar video of some kid in New York.
Mm-hmm.
He was literally getting held up by a cop. Like, and he's asking the cop, like, what did he do? And, like, doesn't get an answer. I feel like that's one thing, like, a cop should have to do is respond to you and tell you what you did wrong. Before they grip you up.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, that's all you have to do. Like, at least, because they're recording it. Like, and the guy asked multiple times, mm-hmm. like, more than 10 times. He's like, what did I do? Why are you gripping me up? Boy had his hands up in the air already, too.
Yeah.
And, like, it was someone else recording. It was a girl recording. And, like, bro, like, four cops swarmed on this nigga. Like, they came up for, like, for backup.
Yeah.
And they all just took him down, started gripping him mad crazy. Like, boy, literally, it was just literally... Like a cactus, arms up.
Yeah.
Like, bro, and I'm like, that's, wow. It's unnecessary.
It definitely
like
is.
Like, if you can't beat that trial, that just shows how fucked up the system is.
Did he?
Like, if you can't, like, countersue, I don't know. Because, like, it's still fresh.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, if you can't countersue that.
Yeah.
Like, yo, in the video, I'd be like, judge, he didn't even tell me what I did. He just gripped me. Like,
right.
Like, what? Like, yo, I'm asking for bread.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yo, if I get done by a cop, bro, I'm asking for chicken.
I'm waiting.
Yo,
come like, violate me, please.
Violate me, bro. Like, really violate me, because that's excessive for
dare you.
They be looking for it. Like, yo, I was watching WWE last night. Like,
seen this move called a DDT.
Yo, we're ready. Like, and them group of young boys looking real suspicious. they just look for anything.
For real.
Like, and the cops be out, bro. Like, especially lately.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, either the crime rate is high right now, or they're just like, really thirsty for these licks. Like, just to hit somebody with a ticket.
Yeah, they need to meet their quota for the month.
They say, yo, that tent look a little dark.
Nah, I just saw that, and I was like, this is stupid. Like, for this dude to just get shot up like that. Motherfucker had a pan. Like, if I had a pan and I got shot, I'm not holding nothing in my hands, honestly. Like, I'm dropping everything.
My man tried to deflect the bullets.
Hey, it might have worked, too. If the cops didn't tell him to drop the pan.
So what else we got, bro?
You want to talk about the Meg, the Stallion story that's kind of coming out?
Oh, yeah. I peeped that where, like, she couldn't drop music, even though she just dropped her album.
Did she drop it?
Yeah. I didn't listen to it, though. Oh. Like, I fuck with her. Like, I fuck with her as a person.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't care. Like, I let's say I don't care.
Her
but, like,
music's
I don't,
not for
I don't,
you.
I don't look for it. Oh, like, okay. If I hear a song and it's cool, cool. Yeah. But if not, I ain't pressed.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I fuck with her as a person. Oh. So, I saw that, and I think that's crazy. Just because, like... I'm really thinking, are dudes just, like, signing whatever they get? Like, that looks promising.
Like, new artists?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get it, because, like, they're hungry for the success, and, like, a lot of times it's, like, it's a scam.
Dude, I mean, if you, once you put it, like, all right, so, like, let's say you're trying to get into the music game, right? And you're an artist, you have not been paid for anything. Like, you're not making good money, so, like... Some like when you go and you seek that opportunity, or that opportunity comes to you, you jump on it. You'll take whatever cash up front they'll give you, because you're so hungry, you know. But I mean, my kind of thing is like, you've already gone this far. Like, I don't know, because like a lot of artists do end up just signing whatever contract they get. Like the first one that comes, they're like, whoop.
It's like they're not reading like the fine print. They don't see like,
yeah, I mean,
like we want these royalties.
The thing is,
we have the access to withhold whatever we want.
Right.
Like, imagine being an artist and someone telling you, "Yo, you can't post that."
Yeah, that's for real.
That's restriction. Like I said, you're restricting art. Like I don't know. I feel like art is a free thing.
Yeah.
And like there should be like it's up to the artist to decide. Like if he wants to personally hold something, that's up to him.
It should be, but like you have to understand that you're making a trade with them for money. All right, we're good.
All right, cool.
But yeah, so Uzi dropped some music. Finally, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you? I'm not like a huge like Lil Uzi fan, so.
I know you're not.
Have we had this talk? Sorry.
You definitely disrespected more.
Did
I? Yo, bro, you were yes.
Refresh my memory.
Bro, you were like. You were like, niggas who listen to Uzi that are 13 or 16 now. Like, some shit like that. Bro, I was just like, damn, nigga. Like, why you hating on him? I'm not like, I like Lil Uzi. I'm not going to say that he's like a top tier rapper.
He has good songs.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I have. I'm like, he just makes good music. Like,
yeah, so,
I'm not saying like my man's message is like the best.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if I consider. Like, I don't know if he like has like. Maybe I'm. I don't know if I'm catching it correctly, but I don't know if like necessarily does he fit in like. Like, do you consider what he does as rap?
Huh?
Do you consider him as a rapper? Because like I kind of don't see him as a rapper, for some reason. I don't know why.
I mean, I think he can like.
I think he has
a flow. He has his own.
Yeah,
flow.
He has good hook abilities, and he can catch a flow, and he can ride it.
Yeah.
He is a rapper, but I don't know where I was going with that one.
He's not. I mean, as I'm saying, like he doesn't like fit like he like art like an artist like him like it just doesn't fit like what we grew up knowing as rappers. Like I used to think a rapper was like a man who could freestyle and do all this, and then how you just hop on any beat.
Yeah.
Like that's what I used to think. Like you have to like be like good at everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see.
Like I thought I would compare. Like if you literally can make any kind of song and it be good, then I think you're a great rapper.
Okay. Like, yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Like if you
just because I'm personally not a fan of Lil Uzi does not mean that I don't think he can make music. Like he actually has a couple songs that I'll listen to.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel about a lot of artists right now. Like I feel like it's really hard to like. I don't know.
To like stay on it. Like no.
I don't know, because I wasn't like
who excites you the most to drop music.
I'm still waiting for Kendrick to drop.
Okay, that's what you're waiting for. You want some Kendrick Lamar?
I want some Kendrick Lamar.
Okay,
it's been a while, and he's been like behind the scenes.
See, I guess that's where like the only time I don't like if an artist doesn't drop like a snippet, I don't ever like pressure for the.
Well, how do you feel about Uzi taking this long to even drop Eternal Take?
I feel like Frank Ocean took longer than this.
What do you mean?
To like when he before he dropped Blonde?
Yeah, but I wasn't pressed for it for Frank Ocean.
Really, I was. That was the last time I was pressed for an
album. Artist.
Yeah,
well, I'm actually expecting Frank Ocean to drop something this year. It's 2020.
I think it is.
I think
too.
Everyone's gonna drop this year, and they're gonna try to hit this wave mad hard. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like they're gonna start this year I think, bro, I think this is probably going to be one of the craziest summers, like, music-wise. For sure.
I mean, I'm excited to find out. But, did you finally listen to that Lil Baby jump?
Yeah, yeah.
And how'd you feel about that?
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually did like it. There's a couple tracks I actually did add to my library of music. But yeah, it was actually pretty good. I wasn't expecting it, for sure.
I mean, like, I feel like a lot of his projects are, I'm not going to say inconsistent, mm-hmm. but like
everywhere.
The album before this one, I didn't really feel at all, but this one I liked and I enjoyed heavily.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, yeah, I liked it a lot. I gave it a couple listens, added a couple tracks to my library, so good job, Lil Baby.
Bro, did you check out the Jhené Aiko joint?
No.
For real?
Did she drop? I don't listen to Jhené.
Yeah, she did. She dropped one Friday. She dropped one Friday just like everybody else did.
Who else dropped this Friday? Just Uzi, Jhené.
And Meg. Oh, Jadakiss.
Oh, Jadakiss did too.
Yeah, I didn't listen to Jadakiss yet.
I like when Jadakiss, like his new stuff, when he did the Freddy vs. Jason with Fab, I loved it.
Bro, you said the exact opposite yesterday.
What?
Yesterday. Yeah, you said Freddy vs. Jason was tough, but you were like, yeah, I'm not worried about Jadakiss. Because Trav asked you, he's like, yo, did you listen to the new Jadakiss yesterday? I ain't worried about him.
I'm not worried about it. Like, this is what it is. He's such an old rapper. I'm not really, it's like.
When Jay-Z drops music.
I don't know. I
music?
I personally get tired of Jadakiss's voice.
For real?
Yeah, the same way I get tired of Lil Uzi's voice. Like, can't listen to it all the time, so I'm not pressed for it when it's coming out.
Whose voice serenades your ear, Alex?
J. Cole.
J. Cole. I feel that. Nah, I feel that.
Put Cole, Kendrick, I'll listen to any of that.
Well, I was going to say, but yeah, Jhené dropped that out, and I like skimmed through it. And, bro, I was just disappointed.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're not in your feels, man.
Huh?
You're not in your feels.
I never am.
Oh.
Well, I just listen to that music. I listen to that kind of music just because I like the production. Like, mm-hmm. for the most part, like, I feel like her older stuff I love.
Because, mm-hmm.
like, the production, like, the, I don't know, but, like, this one just feels very, like, I don't want to say, not forced, but it was, like, just scrapped up.
Okay. It's just, like, yo, kind of pieced together.
Like, we're just going to put it out. We're just going to put shit out.
That kind of sucks. Like,
that was the feel of it.
Oh, okay.
But you mean
I'm gonna have to give it a listen.
But she's still fine as hell. So
that's the only reason.
That's the only reason. Like I don't care. Yeah,
she's definitely beautiful.
Bro, I don't know how Big Sean left that.
Hey, he had self love,
and came back.
I'm not gonna say I like, but I'm a fan of how he kind of stunts on her sometimes, where he's like, oh, I taught you all this, you know, self-love and all this other shit. You're like, you're taking my whole vibe.
I agree.
What else we got? I think that's all we got.
Well, let's wrap it up then. Say that.
Wrap it up then.
All right. We good?
Yeah, I'm good. Do you have anything else?
No. All right. So, yeah, we want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Almanac Podcast. Again, this is your boy Eddie and your boy Alex.
You.
Remember, you guys can get it out your system. remember, you guys can tune in every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, yep. And then we drop on Tuesdays on our YouTube channel. So, you know, stay tuned to that. Again, follow us on Instagram at The Almanac Podcast.
Is that what it is?
Fucking nah, with I'm lying. Hey, you're right. It isn't that. It's actually just Almanac Podcast. Fuck the All
right.
And that's it.
All right, cool. I'll catch you.